Welcome to Laptop Nation, episode 3, for October 15th, 2010. Welcome to Laptop Nation. This is the show where we talk about all things tech, Apple, and Mac. Apple and Microsoft. Sorry about that. I'm Tom, the Mac guy.
And I'm Sean, the Windows guy. And Tom has a big bias for Macs, as you just saw there.
And Sean has a big bias for Windows, but he does like Apple, not for their computers. He likes it for their iPads, don't you?
Yep, an iPad. And just to make things clear, Tom, you don't have to speak so close to the microphone. You're literally screaming at the audience right now. Say sorry, please. I'm sorry for all those people who had to endure that incredibly loud sounds in their ear.
Okay, let's get back to the action, okay? We're having another funeral this week, but it's not for anything else. It's not for Cincinnati. It's not for any other company, but it's for Laptop Nation.
And we're sorry. We are stupid, and we make commitments that we do not like to follow.
Yeah, I mean, I think we started out with, Those Guys with Laptop on YouTube, a video series.
It's still up. It was 10 videos we got up to.
I think one of them
was at the end.
Yeah. Another one was bloopers, and another one was just a crazy ton. I guess that was a blooper one.
Yeah. Anyway, we're shutting down Laptop Nation because we hate commitments. We hate commitments. Seriously.
But, Sean here, we're basically splitting up. Sean's going in the direction of hogwartsonline.co.uk.
Yes, I actually created a website. talk about commitments. I actually created a website, hogwartsonline.co.uk. It's actually got up to 20 members so far.
Well, that's nothing compared to his other website, SeanPaladino.com. It has like 100 members or something.
That has 300 members. About 95% of them are spammers. So, spammers, if you love putting links on other sites to get links back to your site, sign up for SeanPaladino.com.
Yeah.
That's a lot of, there's a lot of spammers out there. So, yeah. Go crazy.
Wait, so what are you going to do on the hogwartsonline.co.uk?
I know we're getting rid of this podcast, but I'm actually thinking of doing another podcast called the Bi-Weekly Prophet, which is an audio podcast where I listen. It's basically
an
more
audio
about
book? Didn't you just say that?
Yeah. Like I write these fantasy articles, and some of the other members write articles of just being in the wizarding world of Harry Potter. Like, what would the wizarding world be like right now? Like, in 97 was when the last book, the events in the last book occurred in 1997. What happens 13 years later in 2010? And that's what the whole site's gonna be about. Like, everyone's gonna be chatting about, and it's also chatting about the movies which are coming out.
Wait, don't you have some famous person on your site that did?
Yeah, I could not believe it. This musical director for a very, a low-profile musical called some high school musical. I think it's low-profile. I don't think anybody heard of it.
I think everybody heard of High School Musical.
Well, the musical director from England apparently became a member. He's actually a young guy, only like 22 years old.
But yeah,
it was pretty funny. And the reason I knew that is because I talked to him, and his email address is his website, which is really funny. That was pretty funny. So, if you want to be in the presence of a musical director for a very low-profile, not
really high-intense film, High School Musical 1, 2,
I'm
pretty sure there's a third one, was it?
Yep. Then sign up for HogwartsOnline.co.uk, and then you can message him.
And then after you go on hogwartsonline.co.uk, feel free to buy Laptop Nation's random album.
Oh, yeah.
We're still going to do the album. We're still going to make songs and post more albums, but no podcast anymore.
They didn't even hear about this. We actually released a...
Yes, he did. We talked about it in the last episode.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even listen to our last episodes. Well, anyway, we actually freaking made... for those who don't know, we actually made a freaking album. Freaking buy it. It's on, search Laptop Nation's random album. And one second, I'm going to create a link for you guys.
He's creating a link, a bit.ly link. It's probably going to be bit.ly/...
One second, folks.
Go to gamesvideosandstories.com. I completely renovated the website, so it's completely new. Basically, I changed everything. Except I added a couple games. I'm starting to add a chapter of my book, The Life of Robert Bunkley.
That's nice.
And a couple more videos. As you put gamesvisionstories.com, it's basically, what it is, gamesvisionstories.com.
And it's a place where people love to watch videos, people love to read stories, and people love to play games can go there anytime. So what's on it besides that story and videos?
Oh, I might be making a new podcast,
We, make a random podcast and then quit it.
Well, now we're just going to split up. Sean's going one direction, and I'm going the other direction.
And we're both going to fail.
Well, just, didn't you, wait, when was the last time you actually, did something, new to SeanBaldino.com? Added something really big. Not just update your blog.
Maybe 6 months ago. yeah. You know what? I actually started thinking not doing the podcast. Because I hate commitment, but I like the idea of commitment.
Don't you commit to all those Vision 3 podcasts?
That's a whole different story.
Listening.
Of watching and listening to stuff. There's a whole another ball game between making content. Anyway, and plus I have college. College is tough. It's getting tough. There it is. So what else is on your website that for some reason is down right now?
Well, it's not really down, but I guess it is.
Nope.
Never mind. You got to it.
So gamer, media watcher, story reader site, blah 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 blah.
And become a member. And you have to become a member to read the Life of Robert Bunkley.
How about the games? Do you have to become a member to play games?
Nope.
Ooh, nice. So go there, play games.
Other than if you like it and you want to read the Life of Robert Bunkley.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a member yet.
Oh, you are, basically.
I have to sign in, apparently. There's no cookies on your side, are there?
Oh, what do you mean, cookies? I'm not really...
You're not a web guy?
No.
Cookies, if you don't know, are the way so you don't have to sign in every time. Web browser automatically remembers. It's so far has just got the brief introduction that he wrote back in April 3rd.
Well, no, but I write down the stories on pen and paper.
Well, what? Would you say pen and paper? What's pen and paper?
It's this cool thing where, Well, I guess they, rip the... What do they do? Chop down the trees and do some...
Is this a new technology? This is breaking news, folks. There's a new technology called pen and paper.
And Apple's going to come out with it. It's going to call the iPen and the iPaper pad. The iPaper pad and the iPen.
So it's a tablet. So it's a tablet computer.
No, it's paper pad.
What's paper?
I'll show you the description.
They can't. This is an audio podcast.
Yeah, I'm getting up to find my sample here.
Yeah. Sample. Down there. There's notebooks. This is new. I've never seen paper before.
On the cover, it shows the Apple logo, and it shows the Apple paper pad. It's just designed by Apple in California.
It feels weird. It doesn't feel like metal or aluminum or...
It's made by this new...
Wow. Oh my god. It's flexible.
No technologies. I guess there's a few technology out there, but not much that's flexible.
It's freaking flexible. You can literally bend it all the way to the side and it goes back to normal.
With little or no...
So,
stretch marks. Wow.
This is amazing. Get the iPaper and iPad. It's freaking amazing. You are a genius.
Just kidding. We already know the paper.
I was going to say that.
Okay, fine. You said maybe they didn't hear me.
They heard you.
Yeah, I got you.
That was a fun. We like going off tangents of random crap. That was funny. You have to admit that was funny. Not really, though. Anyway, now you know what paper is. If you had no idea what paper is, now you know. One second. There we go.
Wait, did you create... Wait, what are we going to do about that? Donate button on the site. And with, like, the first 100 people will donate.
Yep. The first 100 people will go to our site, laptopnation.podomatic.com.
Even though there's no Laptop Nation, you can still go there to donate, like, toward another album. Because it costs money to put an album on iTunes. So, that'll contribute to...
So, if you donate $1 or more, we will give you 4 free songs from the album. So, you're getting almost... half the album for free. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
That's nice. So you're supporting us. Us lazy.
And you get a couple free stuff.
What do you mean free stuff?
The 4 free songs.
I already said that though.
Yeah, it's repeating.
You are not Steve Ballmer. You look exactly like him. You look exactly like Steve Ballmer.
Developers. Developers.
This is a sample of one of the songs we're gonna do.
If
you like this song, then you should donate or go to iTunes and search Laptop Nation's random album.
Developers.
That was a sample. Buy it. LaptopNation.podomatic.com.
To
donate, or you could go to That's not right. Sorry. One second, folks. I'm just getting the URL so you don't have to search. One second. Here it is.
We'll make it easier so you don't have to search. You're not signed in. He was not signed in, folks. Let's talk more about this pen and paper.
Here we go.
We found it already.
Just go to...
bit.ly/laptopnation.
Yep, go to bit.ly/laptopnation to subscribe to... Oh my god, I made a huge mistake. That's to subscribe to our ending podcast.
But if you want to subscribe to it and just get the 3 episodes.
Then go to bit.ly.
Oh, should we just copy and go to podomatic.laptopnation or something? TuneCore. He's going to TuneCore, folks. TuneCore!
Are you advertising the company that allowed us to do this? You are.
Well, yeah. Maybe they'll give us stuff for free since we're advertising. Too cool. Music and video distribution.
And now, why are you even listening to this, people?
Let's go over the songs again. The first song, Salt Shaker by Tom Paradino. Second song, Blue Carpet by Sean Baudino. Third, New Call Fund.
No, please, no. Let's talk about something else.
Talking about something else.
You know what? How about let's end right now.
No.
Let's end. No. I mean, these people probably... No one's listening right now. I guarantee
we have two subscribers.
And now we have one.
What?
I'm just kidding. We probably have zero. Let's check the statistics. We probably have zero.
Statistics.
1 second. I'm gonna check to see if anybody watched the show. Nobody, most likely. 1 second. Ah, here we go. We have
8 subscribers. 22 subscribers.
And people are actually listening to us right now. Whoever's listening right now, thank you.
Actually, wait, no. 20. Actually, I might continue the Laptop Nation.
Error? Wait. You're gonna continue Laptop Nation.
Yeah, even if you're not, I'm still gonna continue.
Forget about the whole thing about Death of the Show. Apparently, Tom's gonna pick up the slack and do Laptop Nation by Wakely.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
Well,
it's not gonna be the same without Sean. Technically, so this episode is a goodbye to Sean.
We make up things as we go along. If you haven't realized that already.
We were going to call this the Random Cast, but then we got to have some type of main topic that we're going to chat about.
And we talked about Windows and Macs. Tom's the Mac guy. I was the Windows guy.
So I'll have to pick up the pace and talk about both Windows and both Mac.
Well, you can just talk about Macs. I mean, is there another podcast that talks about Macs?
MacCast, the typical Mac user, the list goes on and on and on.
But you're unique. You're a 13-year-old kid with glasses. I guarantee there's no other Mac geek that's 13-year-olds and wears glasses.
The Jake the Tech Wizard? If you search youtube.com/JakeTheTechWizard, he looks 13. The same age as mine.
Me. With glasses?
Yeah.
I think you're better than him. Alright, so what's happening now? Alright, let's get the record straight. You can search iTunes for Laptop Nation's Random Ammo if you want to.
Go bit.ly/Laptop Nation. Now it's actually useful because I'm going to continue it.
Alright, so Tom's going to continue.
We're saying goodbye to Sean.
Nothing's going to change. It's going to continue every 2 weeks.
No.
I'm going away.
Well, Tom's it might be though. Every week, depending on... It's going to be like every week or every 2 weeks.
So random hours. Random weeks.
Yeah, random weeks. But it doesn't... It's not going to go past 2 weeks. And I'll do it any day of the week.
And what are you going to talk about?
The same stuff we're talking about here. Windows, Mac.
But I just feel like... This podcast
is going nowhere.
As you said, there's so much competition. There's so many people doing the same exact thing. Well, unique. Yeah, but it feels like we're doing the same thing every single person is doing. Do something else. How about?
Well, you can do whatever you want to do, but I'm continuing Laptop Nation.
Alright.
For those people out there that. For those 22 subscribers that subscribe to it. How many views? 612 feed views. Well, what does feed views mean?
Meaning they downloaded the album once and...
No.
Oh, no, those are downloads. Wow. All right, then.
Wait, what are feed views?
People who looked at the page. When it's page views. Whatever, man. Why are we telling that? You know what?
Yeah, we have 239 unique visitors.
Alright, this podcast is going up to 20 minutes. These guys, the people listening have no idea what the hell's going on. These two random kids are just talking randomly about random stuff. They hear a little coherence. They hear, like, certain things. Oh, now we're going to continue Laptop Nation, and Sean's leaving. This is a goodbye to Sean. Go get Laptop Nation's random album from iTunes, or donate $1 or more.
And you get full of free songs.
That's basically the gist of this. It could have been done in 5 minutes, but we stretched it out to 20 minutes. Let's end right here.
And then always, don't you get it was some podcasts up to an hour.
But they have content that makes it, that actually has content that feels like it should be an hour. Like Twit and
Madcast.
Because, they have content that fills up.
This is a little advertisement here. Madcast. Go to madcast.com. We'll subscribe to it on iTunes. The Madcast. And if you want to become a member of the Madcast, go to member.madcast.com.
All right. Yeah. So, let's do a quick little show right now. I'm leaving. Tom's going to continue. Same podcast, Windows and Macs. You can get the Laptop Nation's random album on iTunes. Or you could donate $1 to laptopnation.podomatic.com.
It'll help us out.
And you get 4 free songs.
Yeah.
You can go to hogwartsonline.co.uk to see my short podcast I'm going to do every 2 weeks.
Or go to gamesvideosandstories.com.
For Tom's website. Or seanpadley.com for my personal website. And that's all we had to say for this week. I don't know why it took so long. But... now you can get
the intro music ready.
Now you can get,
probably 22 minutes.
Now you can get on with your day. Or if you were listening while you're walking or something.
Why didn't you get the intro music ready?
I don't know. Anyway. See you. I'm signing off. Sean Paladino.
And I'm signing off. Well, Sean signed off forever. Don't you want to say a few words?
Goodbye.
And this is a clean podcast, so you can... I mean, your last podcast...
What, I should curse right now? Just curse through the airwaves?
Wait, you can't curse on podcasts.
That's radio.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you want to curse? That's why I love all you guys. Anyway, goodbye.